Nearly everywhere you go in Rio de Janeiro, you're always close to an informal settlement, also known as a favela. More than 11 million Brazilians live in these poor communities, famous for the colorful but often dangerously constructed buildings, dense population, and in some cases, the drug trade and associated crime. In hotels, brochures advertise favela tours, next to pamphlets for helicopter rides and boat excursions. But one man has gone far beyond treating Rio's favelas as just another tourist adventure. 35 years ago, Bob Nadkarni moved in. Welcome to The Maze. It started as a quiet art studio for the British expatriate. Slowly, he expanded the space and ultimately opened his sprawling home with one of the best views of Rio de Janeiro to friends and family.
I built this house over 30-odd years. It's not just a house. It's like a work of art. You know, it's a sculpture that people live in and find their way through. It's called The Maze because it's a place where people come to lose themselves and find themselves, as indeed I have.
Nadkarni was instrumental in helping clean up the Tavares Bastos favela, where The Maze is located. For years, he says, it was run by gangs and drug lords. He convinced the controversial favela pacification police to set up shop here, permanently. In 2005, The Maze became a hotel.
As my wife said, my friends treat me as a hotel anyway. I thought, well, you know, I am a hotel. Well, I did build a few more rooms, and that's why I opened it up.
In recent years, the guest house has developed a reputation as a world-renowned jazz club. Downbeat magazine, an influential music publication, lists it as one of the best jazz venues in the world. Nadkarni says the now famous jazz night, the first Friday of every month, started small.
We had a party with a few friends of mine playing jazz, and there were 12 people here, and they all liked it so much. They suggested we do it again, so they all brought three friends the next month, and it was then 40 people, and you know, and so it became geometric, and now I don't ever get less than 500 people at a jazz night.
The Maze has even raised its prices, trying to keep the attendance manageable, but people still flock in. For Nadkarni, that's just what he wants.
I get, you know, a house full of all kinds of people. You know, I get a lot of artists and poets and writers and filmmakers and musicians here, but I get these amazing, interesting people here. It's a place where people meet and exchange ideas and bounce off each other.
The morning after jazz night, life at The Maze is quiet again. The space is empty and the people are gone, but the gorgeous panoramic views remain. Nadkarni's wife helps their daughter with her homework in the same spot that was packed with people and alive with music just hours before. Brian Allen, VOA News, Tavares Bastos, Rio de Janeiro.